If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
We have got Alex Zalbin in today, host and editor at comicbookclublive.com. Hello again, Alex.
Hello again, Wendy. Thanks so much for having me back.
Yeah, thank you so much for filling in. I love talking to you about TV and some sad news for Duck Dynasty fans. The main Duck Dynasty dude passed away, but good news if you're into the show, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a bit of a mixed bag, I guess. Phil Robertson, who was the patriarch of the family, died. He passed away after a long bout of Alzheimer's disease, among many other things, just a few days ago, back on May 25th. And a weird bit of timing, A&E is bringing the show back as Duck Dynasty, the revival. And that's going to premiere on this Sunday, June 1st, on A&E at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you have any concerns, if you were into Duck Dynasty back in the day and you're worried about how Phil Robertson's passing is going to affect the show, the answer is, at least in the first season, it is not. He is not in the show. Apparently, they may make some reference to him not being so well to explain why he is not there. They are already doing a second season and will address his passing that second season, but that's at least a little while away.
All right. I was talking to Dave Ennett yesterday. He's not here today. And I asked if he watched a lot of TV shows, and he said he's been watching the new one from John Hamm. And we got some texters that wanted to talk to you about that, although I don't know the name of the show. I feel bad. I love John Hamm.
Sure. It's the John Hamm show. That's all you really need to know. No, it's called Your Friends and Neighbors, and it's on Apple TV Plus. It is sort of like a very classic guy doing bad things to protect his family sort of thing. He stars as a guy named Coop, who's a hedge fund manager. He was divorced and unemployed, and he resorts to a criminal lifestyle to keep his family at the level they're accustomed to. Also stars Amanda Peet, Olivia Munn, a bunch of other folks. There are 9 episodes, and they're all on Apple TV Plus now, and I believe it's been renewed for a second season. So if you're into the Hamm, there is more to come.
What are your thoughts on the rehearsal with Nathan Fielder? I had been talking to John Williams about that. He's been speaking of that a lot. I did watch the finale of the latest season, and that guy is so out there, yet I can't stop watching him.
It is such a mind-blowing show. Incredibly done. My jaw was dropped the entire time in the second season. People haven't checked it out. I'm barely even going to mention anything about it because I think one of the joys of the show is checking it out. But you can stream it all on Max. It's 2 seasons long and stars a guy named Nathan Fielder, who people may know from the Comedy Central show Nathan For You, where he didn't exactly pull pranks so much as these elaborate schemes that spun out in wild ways. The idea of the rehearsal, at least as it's presented in the first season, is he believes in order to tackle difficult moments in your life, you know, maybe asking out your crush or going on a job interview or things like that, it's worth rehearsing them, practicing them in advance. But the way that he does it, very similar to Nathan For You, is it spins out in enormous ways. There's a little bit of a feint, though, that you start to realize over the course of the first season, where it's not really about these other people. It's actually about Nathan himself and his life. The way that they blew it out in the second season, again, I'm not mentioning any specifics because you just got to experience it for yourself, is jaw-dropping and stunning, and it becomes bigger and wilder and leaps in on itself every episode. It's just one of those things that you have to watch. Start with the first season because I think it provides some groundwork for the second season, but that second season is incredible.
It is. I don't even know how to describe it. And yeah, you're best just going into it not knowing anything. I don't know what to say about Nathan Fielder. My girlfriend Marianne just texted me and said, "Have you watched the show Sirens? I love that show. What is Sirens?"
Sirens is a 5-episode miniseries that is currently on Netflix and it's really tearing up the charts. It's about two sisters played by Megan Fahey and Millie Alcock, who have been separated. Millie Alcock has moved to this very elite, rich island and is working for Julianne Moore, who is a crazy rich person. Megan Fahey is their down-on-her-luck sister who wants her to come back home and help with her father, who is dealing with dementia. And it spins out in wild and weird ways from there. I think if you're a fan of things like White Lotus or Nine Perfect Strangers or any of that rich, chic beach type show, I think you will enjoy this one. Though I will warn you, it is much weirder than you might expect, particularly from the first episode.
All right, I'm sold. I will watch Sirens. Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He returns on Monday. We continue talking with Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. All right, Doctor Who fans, there are plenty of them out there. What's happening in Doctor Who world?
Sure. The big finale of Doctor Who is streaming on Disney Plus tomorrow. It drops pretty early in the morning here in the United States, time to the slightly later release in the UK, but it's going to wrap up a big season. If you don't watch the show, it's about a guy who travels through space and time with his companions. Don't start with this finale, because at the way that they're setting it up, it is some crazy deep continuity that they're throwing back to shows that were on probably 40 or 50 years ago at this point, with characters that, even as myself, a Doctor Who fan, I went, huh? I don't know what's going on, but you look it up, you get into it. So some big, deep stuff going on. And it's been a very fun season so far, starring Nishuti Katwa. So if you are curious about it, you can jump right in to the first season, and second season will all be streaming tomorrow on Disney Plus.
Captain America, what's going on with Marvel stuff now?
Sure. Captain America Brave New World, which is not the most recent Marvel movie, but it is the one that came out on Valentine's Day, is now streaming on Disney Plus starting this week. If you have seen it, you know it's a little bit of a mixed bag in terms of a Marvel movie, but Anthony Mackie stars in it as the new Captain America, and he's great. Harrison Ford turns into a big red Hulk, so that's always a fun time. So if you're looking for a Marvel movie to chill out and watch with the kids, that's on Disney Plus as well.
All right, so tell me about The Barbarian. This sounds like a kind of a terrifying show.
Yes, this is Barbarian is a movie that came out back in 2022, but it's finally hitting Netflix tomorrow. This is another one similar to The Rehearsal that we were talking about earlier, that it's almost better to know nothing about it going in. But I will say it is about a woman who rents an Airbnb while she's on a business trip applying for a job. When she gets there, she finds out that a guy already has the Airbnb, and things spiral horrifically and wildly out of control there in ways that you absolutely cannot predict. Once you think you know where this movie is going, it veers in another direction. So if you're looking for a scary watch that will put you off Airbnbs forever, check out Barbarian on Netflix this weekend.
I think I saw a little preview of that. People on TikTok do the weirdest things, Alex. They put like a little portion of a movie. They don't say anything about it or the name of the movie. And then you look at the comments and it's like, oh my God, what's this movie? And it sucks you in. I don't know why people do that.
I think because it sucks you in. That's exactly it. You know, there's a lot of different ways they do it on TikTok. And as a older person, they're all very weird to me. But yeah, they'll put up an entire movie in 1 minute chunks on the platform, or they'll describe the movie, but not, like you're saying, specifically what it says. Or the weirdest one to get around TikTok's algorithm, because this is copyrighted material, they'll put the movie side by side with something like somebody playing with slime or somebody playing with a toy or something like that. So all weird stuff. Probably not the way the filmmakers intended you to see the movie, but I guess you could check it out that way, too.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because then you have to go through all the comments and somebody finally reveals what the movie is. It's weird. Yeah. All right. I need a comedy. Any comedies, new stuff coming out, like maybe one with Owen Wilson?
Oh, great news, Wendy. Yes, there is. There is a comedy show called Stick. This is premiering next week, so you're going to have to wait a little bit. It comes out Thursday, June 4th on Apple TV+. There's going to be weekly episodes, but it stars Owen Wilson as a washed-up golf pro who finds a 17-year-old protege who is incredible at golf and he takes him on the road to try to make him into a golf champion. It is very clearly aiming at fans of Ted Lasso, which was also on Apple TV Plus, though obviously a different sport. But if you're looking for another kind, sweet, fun comedy, Owen Wilson is in it. Also, Marc Maron, who is absolutely fantastic, is in it as well. So that's one to definitely add to your calendar.
I will file that one under wow for Owen Wilson.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, Alex, so much to watch. I think I'm going to watch the Vince Vaughn Nonnas movie. It has not had really good reviews, but it's a great concept. Have you seen that?
I have not seen it, but my friend who is obsessed with Vince Vaughn said it was exactly what he wanted. So if you are a Vince Vaughn fan, you can check that out on Netflix. It's Vince Vaughn doing his Vince Vaughn thing.
I love Vince Vaughn. I really do. All right. Well, good to talk to you. Have a fabulous weekend, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
You as well, Wendy. Thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely. He is Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club. You can find him at comicbookclublive.com.